and welcome to Accent of Women, a show by and about women from diverse cultures and languages right across the world. I'm Harita, and today we are gonna discuss about a serious issue which is going on in the world right now. So, around the world, thousands of international students leave their home and families to pursue education overseas. But what happens when globally conflict suddenly becomes part of everyday life? Today, we will be speaking about the realities faced by international students in Russia during the ongoing war situation, the emotional stress, rising costs, uncertainty, and daily challenges that many students silently go through. Joining us today is Kavya, an international MBBS student currently studying in Moscow. She'll be sharing her experiences, the challenges students are facing, and how everyday life has challenged during this period. Welcome to the program, Kavya.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really happy to be part of this conversation because I think many people outside don't fully understand what students here are actually experiencing day-to-day life.
To begin with, can you tell us a little bit about your life in Moscow before the war situation became intense? What was student life like back then?
Before the war, life was honestly peaceful and normal. As international students, we focused mostly on studies, university life, traveling around the city, and adjusting to a new country and its culture. Moscow is actually a very developed and beautiful city. Here, public transport is excellent and education is well structured. There are many students from many countries, so initially, things felt stable and comfortable.
And when the war situation started escalating, what changed first and what was the first thing students noticed?
One of the first things was uncertainty. People became anxious because nobody knew what would happen next. Families back home were constantly calling us. Social media was filled with news and fear. Even though the daily life continued in many ways, mentally things became very stressful.
So, you mentioned one important issue students are currently facing, network and communication problems. Can you explain that a bit more?
Yes, this has become a major issue for many students. Sometimes internet connectivity becomes unstable and certain international services or apps don't work properly. Calling family back home can become difficult at times, and that creates emotional stress because parents naturally worry.
So I can imagine communication becomes very important during uncertain situations.
Exactly. When your family keeps hearing war-related news, they want constant updates. So when the network becomes slow or unavailable, even temporarily families panic. And as students living far away from home, that pressure affects us emotionally too.
So the issue is not just technical, it also affects mental well-being, right?
Yes, definitely. A simple phone call to family can make a huge difference emotionally.
And you also mentioned rising grocery prices. How serious has that situation become for our students?
It has definitely become noticeable. Prices of groceries and daily essentials have increased compared to before. For students who are already managing tight budgets, even small increases matters a lot.
You are listening to Accent of Women, produced in the studios of 3CR in Fitzroy, Victoria, and broadcast nationally on the Community Radio Network. So what kind of items became expensive?
Basic things like vegetables, fruits, dairy products, important food items, and household necessities have all become more costly. Many international students also prefer buying specific food products they are familiar with, and imported items especially have become expensive.
So budgeting becomes harder, right?
Yes, students now plan expenses more carefully. Some people reduce outside food, some try to cook more often, and others share accommodation expenses to manage cost.
And unlike locals, international students cannot always depend on families immediately for financial support.
Exactly. Currency exchange fluctuations also affect families back home. So both students and parents feel financial pressure.
So one thing people often overlook is mental health. How has the situation emotionally affected students there?
I think this is one of the biggest hidden struggles. Even when everything appears normal, physically, mentally, students carry stress every day.
What kind of stress?
Uncertainty about the future, worrying about the family, fear created by constant news updates, concerns about studies, visa, travel, and safety.
And social media probably increase anxiety too, right?
Yes, sometimes exaggerated news spreads online and creates panic. Families send us videos and messages asking if we were safe. Even if things are calm locally, continuously seeing war-related content affects mental peace.
So how do students cope with this emotionally?
Mostly through friendships and support systems, international students support each other a lot. Friends become like family here. People try to motivate each other and spend time together and maintain positivity.
So, how has the war situation affected studies and your university life?
Universities continue functioning, but there are challenges. Students sometimes struggle to concentrate fully because of stress and uncertainty. Travel concerns, documentation issues, and international restriction can also affect academic planning.
But despite everything, students continue chasing their goals.
Yes, that's something important. Many students came here with dreams, especially medical students. Despite difficulties, people continue studying because they have already invested years of hard work and sacrifice.
That shows resilience.
Yes, I think students here have become mentally stronger because of these experiences.
So Kavya, do you think there is a difference between what people see online and the reality students experience daily?
Yes, definitely. International media often focuses only on conflict-related headlines, which is understandable. But everyday life still continues in many ways. People still go to university, work, use transport, and try to live normally.
So the reality is more complex than what we see online.
Exactly. There are challenges, yes, but students also adapt and continue life as much as possible.
So one thing many people don't realize is how difficult it can be to live far away from home for years. As an international student in Russia, what has been one of the biggest cultural adjustments for you personally?
I think one of the biggest adjustments was adapting to a completely different environment and lifestyle. Everything feels new in the beginning. The language, weather, food, transportation, and even the way people communicate.
And Russia is very different from countries like India or Sri Lanka culturally.
Yeah, definitely. Especially during the winter season, it becomes very challenging because the weather is extremely cold compared to what we are used to be back home.
So, how do you students emotionally deal with homesickness?
Honestly, homesickness is something almost every international student experiences. You miss your family, your food, your festivals, and even small everyday things.
And during stressful situations like war, that feeling probably becomes even stronger, na?
Yeah, because during difficult times, naturally people want to be close to family. So emotionally, students sometimes feel isolated.
So what helps students cope with that?
I think friendships help a lot. Students celebrate festivals together, cook together, spend time together, and support each other emotionally.
So students slowly create another family here, right?
Yeah, exactly. That emotional support becomes very important.
Another challenge international students often talk about is language barriers. How difficult is it living in a country where most people speak Russian?
In the beginning, it was definitely difficult. Even simple things like shopping, asking for directions, or handling official work can become stressful when even you don't fully know the language.
And during emergency situations, communication probably becomes even more important, right?
Yeah, especially during uncertain times, understanding local news announcement or updates becomes very important.
So students have to adapt quickly.
Exactly. Many students slowly learn basic Russian to manage daily life better.
So what are some everyday struggles international students face that people usually don't think about?
There are actually many small things people don't notice. For example, managing documents, visa renewals, banking issues, transportation confusion, understanding rules and systems.
And when combined with academic pressure, it can become overwhelming, right?
Yeah, medical studies are already very demanding, so balancing studies and personal stress can be difficult.
But students still continue moving forward.
Yeah, I think studying abroad teaches people independence very quickly.
When people hear the word war, the first thing they think about is safety. How safe do students currently feel in Moscow?
I think fear mostly comes from uncertainty and media exposure. But in daily life, many students continue their routines normally, attending university, traveling, and managing daily responsibilities.
Yeah, the responsibilities. So the reality on the ground can sometimes feel different from the image people see online.
Yeah, media headlines can sometimes create panic because they focus on the most serious aspects of the situation.
How do family react back home?
Families naturally worry a lot. Parents constantly check news updates and call students frequently.
And that emotional pressure affects students too.
Yeah, sometimes students try to stay emotionally strong, not only for themselves, but also to reassure their families.
That's a big emotional responsibility.
Definitely, because students don't want their parents to panic, right?
So, being an international student there, what has this experience personally taught you, Kavya?
I think it taught me resilience and adaptability. Living abroad during uncertain times changes your perception on life.
In what way?
You learn to appreciate stability, emotional support, and even small moments of normal life. You also become mentally stronger.
I do know this because I'm also an international student, right? Despite all the challenges we discussed today, students continue studying and planning for the future. What keeps students motivated from your point of view?
I think dreams keep people motivated. Most international students come abroad with long-term goals, especially medical students.
Because becoming a doctor requires years of sacrifices, right?
Yeah, students and families invest so much emotionally, financially, and personally into education.
So giving up is not an easy option.
Exactly. Even during difficult times, students continue because they want to achieve something meaningful.
What kind of future do students hope for after all of this?
I think most students simply hope for stability and peace. They want to complete their education safely and build good futures for themselves and their family.
And after experiencing situations like this, people probably value peace differently.
Yeah, you realize how important peace and stability truly are.
So, what message would you give to young people planning to study abroad?
I would say studying abroad is a valuable experience, but people should also mentally prepare for challenges. It teaches independence, maturity, and resilience.
Throughout today's conversation, we have spoken about education, uncertainty, emotional pressure, financial struggles, and adapting to life during an ongoing war situation. But I think one important thing we haven't fully spoken about yet is perspective. When someone experiences a situation like this while living far away from home, it probably changes the way they look at life itself. So, I want to ask you personally, how has this entire experience changed you as a person?
I think this experience changed me mentally and emotionally in many ways. Before moving abroad, life was much more predictable and comfortable. Most of us grow up with routines, family support, and a sense of security around us without even realizing it. But when you move to another country, especially during uncertain times, you suddenly realize how quickly situations can change. You become more aware of reality, responsibility, and the importance of emotional strength. I think one major thing this experience taught me, adaptability. Because no matter how carefully people plan life, unexpected situations can still happen. So instead of always expecting comfort, you slowly learn how to adjust, stay calm, and continue moving forward even when situations are difficult.
That's actually very powerful because many people only see the academic side of studying abroad. They see students posting pictures, traveling, or talking about uni life, but they don't always see the emotional challenges happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly. Social media often shows only small parts of reality. People see the positive moments, the city, the university, traveling, and student life. But they don't always see the stress, homesickness, fear, and uncertainty students silently deal with every day. Especially during difficult global situations, students carry a lot mentally. There are times when you are worried about studies, worried about family, worried about safety, and at the same time trying to appear emotionally strong for everyone around you. So mentally, it becomes exhausting sometimes.
And I think something many people forget is that international students are still very young. Most students move abroad at an age where they are still figuring out life themselves.
Yeah, definitely. Many students leave home for the first time at a very young age. Suddenly, they are responsible for everything. Studies, cooking, finances, health, documentation, and emotional well-being. And during uncertain situations like war, that responsibility feels even heavier because there's no immediate family physically around you. So students become independent very quickly, whether they are ready or not.
Do you think this experience has changed the way students value peace and stability?
Absolutely. I think when people grow up in peaceful environments, they sometimes take stability for granted because it feels normal. But when you live through uncertainty, even indirectly, you begin appreciating simple things much more. Things like being able to call family peacefully, going to university without stress, feeling mentally calm, knowing your future is stable. These things may sound simple, but they become extremely valuable when uncertainty enters daily life.
And I think that's something people around the world can reflect on as well. Because often wars are discussed politically, countries, governments strategically, but ordinary people quietly carry the emotional consequences.
Yeah, exactly. and students are part of these ordinary people affected indirectly. Even if students are not directly involved in the conflict, the atmosphere around them changes emotionally, financially, and mentally. Families become anxious, students become uncertain about the future. Even small daily routines start feeling emotionally different.
One thing I also wanted to ask is, during situations like this, do international students from different countries become more united?
Yeah, exactly they do. I think different situations often bring people closer together. Students from different countries support each other emotionally because everyone understands what uncertainty feels like. People check on each other, help each other with information, spend time together, and create emotional support systems. And honestly, that human connection becomes very important.
That's beautiful in a way, because even during difficult situations, humanity still exists.
Yeah, definitely. I think one positive thing I learned from this experience is that people become kinder during uncertainty. Students become more understanding, more emotionally supportive, and more patient with each other because everyone knows that mentally people are struggling in different ways.
And has this experience changed the way you look at your future career as a medical student?
Yeah, I think so. Studying medicine already teaches people about responsibility and human suffering, but living through uncertainty situations adds another level of emotional understanding. It reminds us that healthcare is not just about treating physical illness, emotional being matters too. As future doctors, understanding fear, uncertainty, stress, and emotional vulnerability becomes important because patients experience those emotions every day.
So in some ways, life itself becomes a teacher beyond university education, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think experiences like this teach lessons no classroom can fully teach. They teach resilience, patience, emotional maturity, and gratitude.
Listening to Accent of Women, produced in studios of 3CR in Fitzroy, Victoria, and broadcast nationally on the Community Radio Network. And after everything you have experienced, what do you personally hope for the most in the future?
Honestly, I think after living through uncertainty, people begin hoping for very simple things like peace, stability, good health, family being safe. Sometimes we spend so much time chasing achievements that we forget how valuable peace actually is until situations remind us.
That's very true. And I think today's conversation also reminds listeners that international students are much more than just students studying overseas. Behind every student is a human story filled with sacrifice, dreams, emotional struggles, resilience, and hope.
Yeah, definitely. And I think many students around the world would relate to that feeling, trying to stay strong while building a future far from home.
Thank you so much, Kavya, for joining us today and for sharing your experience so openly and honestly. I think conversations like this are very important because they remind us that behind every international student is a real human story filled with sacrifice, responsibility, uncertainty, and hope. Today, we often hear about war through headlines, politics, and statistics. But sometimes we forget the ordinary people living through these situations every single day. Students trying to continue their education, families worrying from far away, and young people simply trying to build a future despite uncertainty. And I think today's conversation helped us understand that side of story a little better. It also reminds us how important emotional support, resilience, and human connection truly are different during times. To all international students, including myself, listening today, whether you are studying far away from home or adapting to a completely new life, your strength often goes unnoticed, but it matters. Every challenge you overcome, every sacrifice you make, and every step you take forward, your future carries meaning. Once again, thank you, Kavya, for being part of today's program. And that's all we have got time for today. We just heard the experiences, struggles, and resilience of an international student living in Russia during a time of uncertainty and conflict. Accent of Women is produced in the Melbourne studios of Community Radio Tresia with the financial assistance of the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The show is distributed nationally via the Community Radio Network, with special thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia. Music of Accent of Women was written and produced by King Jerry. If you want to hear this show again or any of our previous programs, you can download the podcast from 3CR's website, 3cr.org.au. Go to the Accent of Women page and follow the links to this week's show. If you want to get in touch with the producers of the show, you can write us an email to theaccentofwomen@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter or like our page on Facebook. Thanks for tuning into the program. I'm Harita, and we look forward to your company again next week. Tata, bye bye.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.